Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where health and wellness are one. I'm an author, speaker, educator, nurse, fitness trainer, TV and radio show host, and passionate about healthy living. Before I forget, I want to tell you that at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a free gift just for listening in. So please stay tuned. Today's topic is informed self-care. What is informed self-care? Well, I was thinking about it. When you go for an interview, how do you prepare? Do you look your part? That is the right part for that particular business? Do you clothe appropriately? Do you use the appropriate language, the behavior, etc.? For example, if you're a PO, a political officer, you need to know that one color in one country means something else in a different country. So that's why it's one of the reasons why you need to be informed, totally informed about what you're going to approach, what you're going to do, and how you want to get there. Also, inform yourself the place of gathering where you go, be it an interview or just a meeting amongst the CEOs or who knows what. Definitely know what's where, be on time, and make sure that they take you as an expert in your field because you do have experience. Why is it important to practice informed self-care? Well, as I said, first of all, you want to look good. You want to come across as an expert in your field, and you want to be taken seriously. You're not going to go in with cut-off shorts or cut-off jeans or something like that and a ripped T-shirt when you meet the president of the U.S. or who it might be that's higher up. You want to really present so they actually want to be with you and learn from you. What are some of the benefits that you're when you are totally informed about your self-care, about everything that's involved? Well, let me go back to the title. It says Get Healthy Now. So everything has to do with health, physical, mental, and spiritual health to be balanced. So number one, when you're really ready for whatever you're taking on, you have more energy. You can just be yourself. You don't have to worry about it, but you're energized that you get to share, that you get to help people. Your brain activity works really wonders. You don't have any moments because you are prepared. You know what you're talking about. Your entire body wellness makes a big difference because depending on how you sit or stand or move, that talks about you and how you feel. So again, body, mind, and soul or spirit need to be balanced so you don't get sick. What else can you do to avoid getting sick? We have talked about healthy nutrition, and that comes up just about every time. We need to eat healthy. A lot of food that we get out there, especially some of the fast food, is not healthy at all. Let's look into it and read labels. Hydration doesn't mean just drinking coffee or tea or alcohol, but mostly water. Good, healthy water that hydrates your cells and goes really deep into your body. I have a story here about a holistic approach versus medical or chemical approach. When you go to the doctors, they usually give you medicine for everything. Now, I'm remembering my grandma who passed away after she was 100 years old and 5 months. But I remember what she did with us when we had a sore throat. We got a tablespoonful of honey and some fresh squeezed lemon. The honey is an antibiotic. The lemon is vitamin C. That helped us to get healthy again. For fever, she put on vinegar wraps around our legs to pull the fevers down. For a scrape from a fall, Oh, we took some aloe vera plant and, kind of broke it open and used the juice to disinfect the area for headaches. And I still do that nowadays. Just lay down for a few minutes and take deep breath in. Hold for a few seconds. Breathe out all the way. Hold for a few seconds. And if you do that 4 or 5 times in a row, you should get relaxed so your headache goes away. What I just learned recently is what to do with a toothache. And that is oil pulling with pure organic coconut oil. I could not believe it, what it did, because I had a really nasty toothache and I found out why. It was nothing I did. It was a very, very old crown that I had, a silver crown, and the metal was cutting into my gums. So I took a teaspoon of organic coconut oil and swished it around for 5 minutes, and then I spit it all out. And lo and behold, my toothache was gone. I couldn't believe that. Another story that I thought was really, it's sad, but it's funny to some point. I know a person who had many years ago a tough time, went to the doctor, and the doctor diagnosed as an acute severe case of depression. So the doctor said to the patient, "Would you like some Prozac, or would you prefer, are you okay with the Prozac?" And the person goes, "No way, I don't want Prozac." So he says, "Well, how about fluoxetine?" The person didn't know the difference, so said, "Okay, that's all right." Well, lo and behold, this is exactly the same. And I see I do have a caller online. Would you like to identify yourself? Would you like to talk to me? All right. Well, I don't hear anything. Okay, let me continue. Doctors between a hospital or a country doctor, do you know that they have a totally different time frame or time allotment with each patient? In the hospital, it's usually 10, 15 minutes max per patient. On the country thing, my doctor, my uncle was a country doctor, and he sometimes had to drive really far to go up to his patients with his 4x4. Do you think he only took 10, 15 minutes to find out what's going on? No, he stayed there and talked to his patients till he knew what actually the root of the problem was, and he could help them that way. So there are not that many country doctors around here in the US anymore, but when you find them, they definitely are able to take a little bit more time to treat the root of the problem and not just the symptoms. I have said before, just a second, let me see. Do we have a caller online?
Yes, hi, how are you?
May I ask who it is?
Hello?
Oh, so, yeah,
Hi.
hi.
Hi, my
All
name's
right.
Richard.
The what?
My name's Richard.
Oh, Richard. All right.
Yes.
Nice to have you on the
I'm really,
phone with me.
thank you. I'm really in need of some healing advice. I'm here in the ICU right now with my brother Sal, and he was just in a car accident, and it crushed the lower half of him, and he's in a lot of pain. And I wonder if you have any advice on healing at this really hard time.
Oh, I really can empathize with you. However, I am not a doctor. I was a nurse and all that. I know a lot, but in
Right.
this case, which is acute, I'd rather you talk to the doctors and make sure they really help you and
I
your
got.
family member.
He's
Does that
here.
make
If you have
sense?
any advice, I'd appreciate it. He's right here.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah. I'm
My
sorry.
cock
I
is
really,
gone.
yeah, you need to go to the doctor, okay, for this. I cannot give you advice like that, okay? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, back to everybody else. That was something that I really was not qualified to answer, so I hope they're going to talk with the doctor. So other important things that we do need is, of course, our daily sleep, nutrition, hydration, body care, and mental care. And the person who just called in was really definitely in need of some help, but I was definitely not the one to do it. So we need to know when to refer people to the right place. All right, so that was very interesting, and I hope that these people are going to get their help ASAP. Again, what I promised you at the end was a gift where you can find valuable information on health. You can even download a free book, an e-book about health, and enjoy it. The free book is at http://denisethompson.juiceplus.com. That's denisethompson.juiceplus.com. There is a free thing. And the other one is www.thompson.inagicweb, enagicweb.com. And you can learn a lot about health and wellness there. You can download it. You can share it with others. I just really want you to be happy about those things. And please do let me know. And I see I have somebody else. Hello? May I ask who's on the line with me?
Ah! Dude, my cock is gone! My cock is gone!
So anyways, I just want to let you know that this is absolutely important, that you do take care of yourself, that you do everything you know how to do, and if you don't, inform yourself. Get the information, be it through your doctor, from your doctor, books, other healthcare issues or places, clinics. There are so many things that you can really work with. And I really want to thank you for listening in. Again, my name is Denise Thompson. I'm a founder of Mikkel Knight, where health and wellness are one. We want to live a balanced life and be happy for as long as we live. My contact information is dyton@mikkelknight.com. That's MikkelKnight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I say, until next week, stay empowered.